He can do three a day. And probably in the next 33 days, I'll bet you in the final 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, he'll be doing four and five of these things a day. And he will leave no stone unturned. Stay where you are. More to come. We'll let you hear from the president last night in Duluth, Minnesota. That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we check out the traffic cams right now, there is a crash on the Beltway. It's in the early stages. 215 South at Warm Springs, and it's partially blocking the right lane there, and that's causing some slowness back to about the 15 interchange. Also, we're getting some moderate flows there through the resort area of Interstate 15, north at Russell, south at Spring Mountain. Look for some congestion, 515 eastbound at Sunset. You're pretty much bumper to bumper there in the Henderson area. 15 north at Washington, you'll tap the brakes as you work through that area of Interstate 15. And those lane restrictions continue, 95 northbound, that's past Ann Road.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have made some moves. Quarterback Marcus Mariota has been designated to return off IR. His 21-day window has opened, where within that 21 days, he either has to be placed on the active roster or put on season-ending IR. Also, wide receiver DeMorne Pearson-Elb, he has been signed to the practice squad. Quarterback Deshaun Kizer, he has been released from the practice squad. 16 total Raiders are listed on the injury report. That's not good. What is good, middle linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski, he has returned to practice. It is the first time he's been practicing in a while. He was injured in the season opener. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in the Babbel app to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Language for life. Go to Babbel.com and try for free.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. They are absolutely amazing. It's the only popcorn we eat.
in studio on this show because it's so good. Anyway, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn, Bob Treska and all the gang, they do such a really nice job. And just wait, we're going to tell you more about them as we go along. But it's great popcorn, and people love to get it as gifts. Ooh. They love to get it as gifts. Ask anybody in our radio station, because I've been sending gifts. Great to have you with us. I promised I'd let you hear from the President of the United States. A look back at the first debate. This is cut number three. This was last night in Duluth, Minnesota, and it was cold. I mean, people were bundled up. So was the president, really, but it didn't seem to stop him. This was the president last night in Duluth.
34 days from now, we're going to win Minnesota. We're going to go and win four more beautiful years in the White House and do more than anybody's ever done before from the White House. We're looking to set records. I really enjoyed last night's debate with Sleepy Joe. I brought those hats out here because Minnesota's a little on the windy side. And like a genius, I set them all out. I'm getting blown to pieces, and that's fine. That's okay. I love it. I love you to have whatever we have. We have it together, that I can tell you. The verdict is in, and they say that we, all of us, won big last night. And I don't know, did you hear about this? In the history of cable television, had the highest ratings of any show in the history of cable television. And it had the second highest ratings of overall television in the history of television. Does anybody know what was first? Like MASH or something, I guess? MASH? No, they had the final episode of MASH. And I don't know what was first. Does anybody know? But we were second in the history of all of television, but the biggest ratings in the history of cable television. It's an honor. Last night, I did what the corrupt media has refused to do. I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lies, 47 years of betrayal, and 47 years of failure. I held Joe accountable for shipping your jobs and dreams abroad and for bowing to the violent mob at home. Can you imagine these people, the way they take over these Democrat cities? I don't even believe it. The whole nation saw the truth. Did you see last night? Name one. I said, Sleepy Joe, name one law enforcement group that supports you. And then Chris Wallace says, don't do that. That's not. Can you believe this guy? I was debating two people last night.
Yeah. The president, and he was, which is really sad. One of the things I like is when this president goes out on the stump, he's not afraid to make campaign promises, mainly because he has delivered on previous promises. It's easy for him, you know. Joe Biden's made promises for 47 years and hasn't delivered on one of them. Not a one. And then all of a sudden you've got a president who has, you know, the signs. I mean, I think I've got a sign downstairs in my living room. Promises made, promises kept. And it's true. I mean, it's really sad that it comes to this. By the way, did you see where the LA County Sheriff's Office and the prosecutors there have filed attempted murder charges on the guy that shot two LA Sheriff's deputies? I mean, it's just sad. I mean, it really honestly is. Alex Villanueva is the L.A. County Sheriff. He was on with Bill Hemmer this afternoon. And, you know, how they found the shooters of the Compton attack is really interesting, law enforcement. Let's go to cut seven real quick. Let's see if we can slip this in. Alex Villanueva is the L.A. County Sheriff. He was on with Bill Hemmer earlier today.
He was in custody already? How'd you figure out it was him?
Well, the ambush occurred on September 12th. On September 15th, we made an arrest of a carjacking suspect, a very violent one, where he carjacked the vehicle at gunpoint, shot the owner of the vehicle in the leg with a high-powered rifle. This happened on September 1st. On September 15th, 3 days after the ambush, our homicide investigators, our major crime detectives, had done a surveillance and located this suspect after a brief vehicle pursuit. He threw a gun out the window And as a result of that, they recovered the weapon. Obviously, they arrested him for the carjacking. And subsequent analysis of the gun matched it to the ambush for the deputy.
When that arrest occurred, you said publicly there was no connection with him
yes,
and the shooting
the time,
of the other two.
No
what changed, Sheriff?
Well, there was a suspicion, obviously, because of the violent nature and the proximity and the overall general description. However, there was nothing at the time we could say that pointed him towards the ambush. So we had to proceed very carefully, and they definitely worked hard with the forensic evidence of video technology. We had our high-tech crew doing downloading videos, and we captured all the moments that led up to the ambush, after the ambush, ditching of the vehicle. So we knew we were dealing with a four-door dark sedan, a Mercedes-Benz, which was the carjacked vehicle from September 1st.
Wow. Okay, three more points here. This was listed as age 36, Deontay Lee Murray. He is your suspect, confirmed on
yes.
that. And he had an untraceable ghost gun. Could you help our audience explain what that is?
A ghost gun is a gun that it basically is ordered as a kit, and it's called an 80% or the lower receiver of the weapon. And all the person has to do is drill a couple of holes, and they can assemble an entire gun and is not registered, is untraceable. So this is what allows a prohibited person, convicted felons like Deontay Murray, to get a firearm in violation of all the registration laws. So we need new federal law to close this loophole that allows prohibited persons from arming themselves.
Noted on that. Did he give a motive? Have you figured that out yet, Sheriff?
Motive, we're going to leave that up to the DA's office at trial to establish that.
Alex Villanueva, the L.A. County Sheriff, and again, the cop shootings in Compton. And it's just so sad. And when you see the cold-blooded nature of just walking up to the car and offloading, that to me is just unforgivable. Stay where you are. More to do on this Thursday. We'll let you hear more from the president as well. He was nothing short of brilliant last night in Duluth, Minnesota. We'll open up our phone lines, by the way, coming up in our next segment as well. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are counting down. No, not to Election Day, 33 days away, or to October 17. October 17, which is the first day of early voting. We're counting down to giving away another pair of tickets to Real Bodies at Bally's. And by the way, today's winner will also be in to win a $100 Nordstrom gift card. We'll award that one on Monday. And we'll be doing that at 4:20. And, of course, Heidi Harris, who you'll hear on this show just after 5 o'clock, she'll be giving away another a pair of tickets to Real Bodies tomorrow at 7:20. And then I'll be on with her at 8:35 tomorrow. Yeah, we make it really easy. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. Those of you that have seen either the debate or clips of the debate, and a lot of times the one thing I've found is that people don't always get this information at the same time. They just don't. And that's why I like to give you a couple of days to digest. And, in fact, here's the phone number. And this is a temporary call-in number. We're having some phone problems. Don't ask me why. I'm not a technical guy. But our crack tech staff is working on this night and day, trying to get this thing fixed. 702-798-0375. That's 702-798-0375. And that's how you reach me over the course of the next couple of days. In the meantime, though, I want to go back because one of the things the president did was make, well, I kind of a handful of campaign promises, and it was really neat the way he did it. This is the president last night in Duluth, Minnesota. Here he is.
34 days from now, we're going to win Minnesota. We're going to go and win 4 more beautiful years in the White House and do more than anybody's ever done before from the White House. We're looking to set records. I really enjoyed last night's debate with Sleepy Joe. I brought those hats out here because Minnesota's a little on the windy side. And like a genius, I sent them all out. Now I'm getting blown to pieces, and that's fine. That's okay. I love it. I love you to have whatever we have. We have it together, that I can tell you. The verdict is in, and they say that we, all of us won big last night. And I don't know, did you hear about this? In the history of cable television, had the highest ratings of any show in the history of cable television. And it had the second highest ratings of overall television in the history of television. Does anybody know what was first? Like MASH or something, I guess? MASH? No, they had the final episode of MASH. And I don't know what was first. Does anybody know? But we were second in the history of all of television, but the biggest ratings in the history of cable television. It's an honor. Last night, I did what the corrupt media has refused to do. I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lies, 47 years of betrayal, and 47 years of failure. I held Joe accountable for shipping your jobs and dreams abroad and for bowing to the violent mob at home. Can you imagine these people, the way they take over these Democrat cities? I don't even believe it. The whole nation saw the truth. Did you see last night? Name one. I said, Sleepy Joe, name one law enforcement group that supports you. And then Chris Wallace says, don't do that. That's not. Can you believe this guy? I was debating two people last night.
I just think that's great. I love it when the president, because he can legitimately do this. Unlike Joe Biden. Joe Biden's had 47 years and has not delivered. Now we've got a president that can run on a record saying, hey, I promised you this, I promised you that. The only thing that he has not fully delivered on is health care. And that's kind of a major deal. And that's why in these final 33 days, I look for more and more health care stuff, Obamacare stuff. You heard Joe Biden advocating to build onto what we already have in Obamacare. No. It's Obamacare that's the problem. We need less Obamacare, not more Obamacare. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to leave you with good news and bad news. The bad news first. Assaults on LAPD officers, Los Angeles police officers, have risen 156% since last year. And that's according to Alex Villanueva. Isn't that amazing? Assaults on Los Angeles police officers have risen 156% since last year. Now, here is the good news. Dallas Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, just donated $50,000 to each of the families of the two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies who were wounded in an ambush attack last month. Cuban, by the way, confirmed the donation to Fox News yesterday, or actually earlier today. And that is so neat. And again, the guy's a gazillionaire. So, I mean, you know, this is like tip money for him, for you and me. So when he offloads $50,000 or whatever it is, that's not a big deal to him. It's a big deal to somebody like me. I'll just tell you that. And he didn't have to do it though. He did not have to do it, and I'm so pleased that Mark Cuban would do something like that. Shay Mikulonis has a similar challenge coming back. He is in Colorado. I believe he's in Colorado getting therapy. And he's going to be getting therapy for a long time. I would like Mark Cuban to do something like that for Officer Shay. Wouldn't that be neat if he did that for Officer Shay too? And he may have, for all we know. And maybe we just don't know about it. But you know, these people who put on the uniform, they are going to be impacted for life with all of this. Gosh, if Mark Cuban can do that for the L.A. deputies, L.A. County deputies, maybe he could do it for Officer Shay. I hope so. Coming up, we're going to take you to the West Wing of the White House. We do this from time to time. We have developed over the years relationships with folks in the White House, and we've talked to the president. I don't think we've ever talked to the vice president. I know I talked to him years ago, but here in Vegas, I don't think I've done that. We're going to get a chance to visit with Jennifer Korn, deputy assistant to the president and deputy director for the Office of Public Liaison. We'll find out what that business card looks like. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Another one bites the dust.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com.
Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring